Cars today are built to last, but how they look is up to you, and that's where Maaco comes in. They specialize in cosmetic repairs. Let's say it's affordable paint jobs to fixing those annoying dents and dings. Whatever it is, Maaco has you covered. With more Americans keeping their cars longer, now's the time to protect your investment and keep it looking sharp for years. Get started. Visit your local Maaco today. Get the free estimate and see how easy it is to bring new life to your ride. Uh-oh, better get Maaco.
Good evening. The show begins tonight in Ukraine. Speaking with Anatole Levin of the Quincy Institute. Negotiate when? The Russians are building up a force on the Dnieper River. Boats ready to cross and take Kherson. In the meantime, they're cruelly harassing the citizens that are left in Kherson. Is this a prelude to a negotiation? The U.S. and NATO issue long-range missiles and personnel mines to Ukraine. Is this a preparation for negotiation? Those questions are not answered. And then Chris Riegel joins to talk about a trade war between the U.S. and China as a prelude to negotiation. This time the U.S. is forbidding the high-end chips out of NVIDIA into China. China's retaliate by saying we're going to get all the American chips out of China, and meantime, we're going to cut America off from the rare earths necessary for high-end manufacturing. Oceania. Cleo Pascal joins to talk about the western border. We worry about our southern border, our northern border, our western border, and the Northern Marianas, which is the United States of America. Planes arrive from China, not requiring a visa for the people who deplane. And some of them from the Northern Marianas find a boat over to Guam. And they're in the United States, and there's no tracking. Why? Cleo describes what has been done and what can be done. Syria. Who is Abu Muhammad al-Jalani? He is the leader of the HTS group with its alliances, backed by Turkey, that are making a charge at Assad. Aaron Zellin tells me, yes, he indeed sees himself as the new king of Syria. Ceasefire in Hezbollah land. Why not in Hamas, asks Max Boot of the Washington Post, speaking with Malcolm Honeland and myself. Syria again. The HTS offensive, Sinan City, talks about, of the FDD, talks about the limits of Erdogan, what he has to watch for. He's got a refugee problem. And losing Syria, what does that mean to Iran? Mohsen Sazagara joins and says it's an existential threat to the regime in Iran. The New World Report with Evan Ellis. We begin in Mexico and the border. The phone call between President-elect Trump and President Sheinbaum, the new president of Mexico, according to President Trump, President-elect Trump went well. According to Claudia Sheinbaum, the new president of Mexico, not well. What is the presence? The presence right now is Mexicans are boasting about interception of fentanyl, a large convoy, a large conveyance, and about detaining 5,200 migrants in a day. They could have done this for the last 4 years and discouraged the migrants from charging the border. Lula da Silva and Nicolas Maduro, Evan Ellis of the U.S. Army War College joins me to guide me through this strange relationship. Lula da Silva used to stand very close to Nicolas Maduro. Now, not so close. And is this about Trump? Is this about the region? Is this about Maduro being a rogue? What is Brazil going to say when Gonzalo Zurito, the elected president of Venezuela, returns on January 10th for inauguration and is detained? Or what? And then an outpost of liberty in all of Latin America is Javier Milei. Good for him. In Buenos Aires, holding a CPAC. Speakers include the president's daughter-in-law, Lara Trump, and I'm told a member of the Bolsonaro clan. Finally, a conversation about central bankers with John Cochran, the economist who runs the Grumpy Economist. He's at the Hoover Institution. Central bankers suspect too independent, suspect too cautious, too aggressive. Central bankers. It's a topic among bankers. I enjoy it. Hotel Mars. David Livingston and Anatoly Zak join. Talk about an historical mission that was preparation for a bigger historical mission. 50 years ago, December of 1974, Soyuz 16, two astronauts, two cosmonauts were launched into Earth orbit to practice the day 6 months hence when they would attempt, Roscosmos would attempt to rendezvous with an Apollo spacecraft, Soyuz and Apollo, and join and then go back and forth between the spacecrafts. There were challenges. One of them is that Soyuz had a high-pressure atmosphere filled with air, like on Earth, nitrogen and oxygen, whereas the Apollo craft was all oxygen. So they had to solve that problem. They had to solve the collar that would unite them. They had to come up with emergency procedures, and Soyuz 16 was a practice for the Russians to get ready for the rendezvous, détente. It was a significant step in the backing away from the brinksmanship the Cold War. 50 years later, we're back to the brinksmanship. And the Russians are in the ISS. The Americans are in the ISS. Everybody's planning their own space program, the Earth-Moon system. The Chinese are here. 50 years later, what have we accomplished? There's much more to the show. I hope you enjoy it. Thank you for listening.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
This message comes from Greenlight. Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. With Greenlight, you can send money to kids quickly, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on what your kids are spending with real-time notifications. Join millions of parents and kids building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get started risk-free at greenlight.com/iHeart.
Not all meals are created equal. For instance, breakfast has the spicy egg McMuffin for a limited time, and lunch doesn't. McDonald's breakfast comes first. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.